The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Okay, food now, and let's get something for the weekend. And we're going to talk about salads. And I know some of you are thinking, oh God, not salads. The most joyless, surely, of the food groups. And I think a lot of us are traumatised from our youth by hard-boiled eggs and things like that. But the salad game has changed. It's much more exciting now. And today we're going to look at salads for people who think they don't like salads, okay? So Jason Carl of Loving Salads, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you, Brendan?
I'm good. So listen, the funny thing about you is you chose salads. You had a high-flying career all over the world, like in really top restaurants. And
I did.
And you gave it all up to do salads. So tell me about your travels first.
I guess I started my career off in Fleming's restaurant in Tivoli and Cork. He was a really classical cook. Again, with gardens down there, we grew our own produce, which was fantastic. And then he sent me off to London. So I worked with Anton Mozziman in London, in Knightsbridge, which was a private club, an old Presbyterian church. It was a fantastic restaurant there. Anton then sent me off to work with Pierre Kaufman, who's a three-star Michelin restaurant at La Tanclair at the Berkeley Court Hotel. Spent about 2 years there, which was a great experience. And got on very well with you. And he said to me, you know, Jason, time to go to France now, you know. So I decided to go to France, and I started working for a guy called Philip Estebiche in Saint-Emilion. He was actually a mayor over to France. He was voted the best chef in France in the year 2000. And he also had two Michelin stars. And I spent about just under 2 years working with him. With 15 French chefs in the kitchen and me the only foreigner in the kitchen. So it was either sink or swim, and there was no hell I was going to swim or sink. So it was a golden opportunity for me. I got on very well there, worked hard, and I decided, you know, time to get a little bit of sunshine, visit more of the world, and I jumped on a plane and headed to Australia. I hooked up with a guy called Peter Caravita. He had a restaurant called Flying Fish down in Jones Bay Wharf in the Sydney Harbour. That was a two-chef hat restaurant or two-star restaurant. It was voted best fish restaurant in Australia. He was a little bit different because of the fact his roots were Sri Lankan, his family was Sri Lankan, he was born in Australia. So he was putting a little bit of his own twist into the modern Australian cuisine. So, you know, it was something different than what everybody else was doing. So, you know, learning all the time from him, which was fantastic. I spent a good few years in Australia and I decided to come home. I took up a position in the Sheraton Hotel at the time down in Fort Island in Cork, and I spent about 2 years there. After that, and a few phone calls later, Peter Caravita kind of asked me to come back to Australia, which I did, and he asked me would I take on a restaurant in Fiji. They were opening a flying fish restaurant in Fiji. It was under the Starwood Group, the Sheraton, and was a Western there also in Fiji.
Okay, so the travel's nearly over because I won't have time for salads
too. Yeah, travels are over, yeah. So I spent a bit of time there and so on. Yeah. It was a great experience, yeah.
But listen, like, you were having an incredible life. Why did you come back to Cork to make salads?
I came back, I just had this notion to come back, and I decided to do something different. I didn't think anybody was doing salads, and you know, it was the same old, you know, hard-boiled egg and slice of lettuce on the plate, and I just said, you know, time to move on, you know. So I'd done salads before when I was working in Sheraton on my day off at a farmer's market, and I just said, you know what, I just might go back to that and take it to the next level. So I went back to the farmer's markets and done about 15-20 salads, and people just kept buying them, and you know, it was something that kind of just snowballed and took off, and people said, why don't you have a shop? And I said, okay, well, let's open a shop. And we opened a shop in Cork City, and we have never looked back since, you know.
Okay, so now to get down to the brass lettuce, or whatever you want to say. So in terms of, like, a lot of people think they don't like salads, and you must encounter a lot of salad agnostics in your line and everything.
How do we
turn people onto salads who find them watery, dull,
I suppose,
insipid?
I think when you come into our we do a couple of farmers markets, we have a shop in Academy Street in Cork. People come in, the first thing they're drawn into is, wow, just 20 bowls of salad. They're vibrant colors, everyone is different. Our team would get chatting to somebody and say, look, I've never been here before, how does it work? And we just ask people, what do you like, what you don't like, you know, and then we start building a salad with that, you know. So we grab a compostable container, we pack in five salads into a large tub, and we finished out with a little bit of maybe pickled cucumber, carrot relish, a little bit of hummus, and a little bit of dukkah. And, people eat and they turn around and go, wow, that was actually fantastic. Okay. I didn't realise it, you know.
Yeah, so it's packing in colour and flavour. Can I ask you about lettuce? I suppose we all grew up with your butterhead, like. And then remember iceberg came in and it seemed kind of American, was kind of racy. But then we realised that was kind of quite watery and stuff. And I suppose people got into rocket then and stuff. What leaf is in at the moment, or what leaf would you favour?
Do you know what the funny thing is? I actually don't serve a leaf of lettuce in my place.
No way.
No, I
there's,
don't.
There's
I
a
don't.
Good start straight away on a salad. So, okay.
I don't.
So no
I don't.
Rabbit
I actually,
food.
No rabbit food whatsoever. I did try to put a big bowl of it in our shop, and I had a guy growing it for me, and people are just going, no, we know what salad tastes like. We want to try something different.
Okay,
and
excellent.
And that was it.
Excellent. Okay, so if somebody at home wants to try something a bit different, so let's give them a nice, simple but different salad that they could do. What would you recommend?
What's very popular at the moment and, goes well with maybe barbecue food and very simple. Look, the old classic tabbouleh salad, Middle Eastern salad, instead of the old bulgur wheat or cracked wheat, I use raw cauliflower. So I put raw cauliflower into a blender, blitz it up, add in fresh tomato, parsley, some blitz up red cabbage, some pomegranates, and some lemon juice. And once that lemon juice hits that salad, give it a good mix, a little bit of sea salt, that turns into the most beautiful, tasty, refreshing salad that you could have with a grilled steak or a fish or chicken. Trust me, it's really good.
Okay, and that's really simple and straightforward. And it's kind of zesty is what we're looking at here, more than a mayonnaise-y kind of salad, yeah?
Exactly. It's light, it's healthy, it's tasty. You got the zesty from the lemon, you got pomegranates bouncing in there. And I actually put a little bit of sumac in there, which is kind of a Middle Eastern berry powder in there, which is also very nice. It's very colourful, and I guarantee you if you have that on the table, everyone's going to go to it and go, I'll actually have a taste of that,
Okay.
So yeah, it's a very popular one.
Okay, and we put that up on the website. Give me one more. Did you have a suggestion as well for fresh pineapple?
We do a fresh pineapple. So we do a fresh pineapple, we cut that into dice along with some watermelon. We do fresh coconut. So grab a coconut, smash it up and grate it, get it in there. We also add in some mint and some chili. And you mix that together, let it sit for about 15, 20 minutes, and you've got a fantastic kind of a mixed fruity, zesty salad that will go well with, again.
Jason, by the time you've done that, I'd say people will go and get that at Loving Salads instead. Let you buy all those ingredients and put them together, because I don't want to be stuck with half a coconut that I'm never going to use. So there is a lot to be said for buying the salads out. Let the experts do it and let them have, they can manage the stock situation then, so you're not stuck with a rotting pineapple. Okay, listen, Jason, that was fantastic. And we'll put those two salad ideas up on the website. Jason Carl of Loving Salads, thank you very much.